2 Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, 3127 AH 915 BC, in which Solomon had built the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, and his own house, palace, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them, and caused the children of Israel to live there. And Solomon went to Hamath-zobah, and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the store cities, which he built in Hamath. Also he built Bethhoron the upper, and Bethhoron the lower, fenced cities, with walls, gates, and bars. And Baalath, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities of the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his kingdom. As for all the people who were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, but of their children, who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel did not destroy, them Solomon made pay taxes until this day. But of the children of Israel Solomon did not make servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250, who ruled over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David to the house that he had built for her. Because he said, My wife shall not live in the house of David king of Israel, because the places are holy, where the ark of the Lord Jehovah has come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord Jehovah on the altar of the Lord Jehovah which he had built before the porch. Even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, Saturdays, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required. The gatekeepers also by their courses at every gate. Because David the man of God had so commanded. And they did not depart from the commandment of the king to the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared to the day of the foundation of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and until it was finished. So the house temple of the Lord Jehovah was completed. Then Solomon went to Eziongeber, and to Eloth, at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servants ships, and servants who had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, India, and took from their 450 talents of gold, about 34,020 pounds, 15,431 kilograms, and brought them to King Solomon.